Plakas, how you doing?
Gregor, I'm doing pretty good. You got a little chicken wing habit there going on, or what?
Well, no, I'm not eating any, but you know how wings smell? Like, they smell unreal.
And when I know it. And you're resisting.
Well, because A, I'm on air. I can't eat wings and be on the computer. That's just a death trap.
Right.
But no, I'm resisting. Yes, it's very difficult. So it's just when you
very difficult.
And like I've probably got like 25 people within a 40-foot radius of me, all at their tables eating wings, and it's like the fan is just blowing the smell in my face. It's crushing. It's crushing. So hey, we got a few questions from our audience today. Do you recommend protein shakes to young teens who are trying to gain size for their sport?
Well, you know, that's a good question. Like, if you're somebody who's a hard gainer and say you don't have a lot of testosterone yet that's really entered your body in your adolescent years, then having a little bit of protein is not a bad idea. But I just wouldn't overdo the powders. The powders are really, concentrated, I think, too much. You do need protein, but I would rather you just get it from more natural sources that don't have it as much concentrated. So if you're going to make a smoothie, use some bananas, frozen berries, maybe some full fat Greek yogurt, that kind of thing. Maybe put some almond milk regular milk inside there, and that should be plenty of protein that you'll need.
Do you recommend anything like for now young kids putting on weight? I always wonder, like, if that's even smart, right?
You got to be careful with that. Like, for some sports, like football, that kind of sport, they want them to be a little bit stronger and bigger. I can understand it a bit, but there is a development phase going on, and depending where you are in that development phase, you may or may not need more protein than you're already getting.
Okay, yeah, because it is, getting too much of it. Like, is there other foods, like a lot of pasta, is that a good way to gain weight? Because there's good weight and bad weight, is there not, to gain?
Well, sure. Like, you want the weight to be functional. Like, I would think you don't want like a lot of just an extra body fat. And that's what will happen is if you don't use, if you're not working out with weights intensely and often, and you're just packing in calories, and if the calories are not going to be used up, they're just going to be stored as fat. So you don't really want to carry extra fat because it's not going to be useful for whatever sport that you're doing. And it's just more mass that you're going to need to lug around and try to accelerate with. So you want to make sure it's good functional weight that's gained slowly under proper supervision with a good weight training program.
What are the best exercises to develop your chest?
Your chest. So if your goal is to develop a lot of size in your chest, like, you want to use movements that you can bear a lot of load. So your basic classic one would be like a bench press or a dumbbell press of some kind, where you're on a flat bench and you're pushing maximal load over top of your body. So the more stress you can put on those tendons, ligaments, and muscle tissue, then the more motor units you're going to activate and the more size you're going to eventually develop. So yeah, that's what you use exercise that allow you to use mass loads.
Matt, now, do you need time off to develop your chest? Like, what's the...
Yeah, that's when your muscles definitely get stronger, is during the recovery or adaptation phase. So you basically are kind of breaking them down and during the working out portion. And then during the recovery, there's this thing called protein synthesis that occurs, and all the amino acids kind of go in there and help repair the damaged muscle tissue, and then the muscle just gets thicker and bigger. So I would say twice per week, if you're trying to focus on a big body part like that, is lost if you train it intensely. I wouldn't do it more often than that. You need the recovery, which is just as important as the training.
There's always new theories and strategies coming out in fitness. A few people asking about the Orange Theory Fitness. What's your thoughts?
Orange Theory, like that, the franchise?
Yeah.
The McDonald's of the fitness industry is what I call it. So the reason I call that is that, first of all, they get people who they pay them like barely minimum wage there. And so it's for people just coming out of school to kind of get experience. And they make a lot of outrageous claims, like you can burn calories up to 36 hours after your workout. Yes, you can burn. There are some calories that are burnt post-workout if you have an intense workout up to 36 hours. But they're so minuscule that they make no difference to your overall fat and body composition. Plus, they have this thing called the orange zone, which means how hard your heart rate's working. That's fine, but they don't do any testing to determine what your orange zone should be. It's just on an age-predicted mathematical formula, which is completely outdated and completely useless. So a lot of the stuff they do, I don't really like. And you're not really getting a lot of supervision because you're working in a group of up to 20 to 30 people. So if you're doing something incorrectly, they may or may not catch it. So if you're predisposed to injury, that kind of thing, I'd stay away.
So, yeah, you got to be an experienced workout person to go there, right? Like,
well,
so,
anytime you're doing something in a big group environment, again, there's only like maybe one or two instructions. They can't catch everything. So if you are prone to injury and you're not aware of your technique and stuff like that, you're better off doing semi-private or even partner or couples or one-on-one training.
Paul Blackis joins us from Custom Fit. Got a question. You can text it in at 10-12-60. A few more coming in right now. Is it more important to exercise longer at moderate intensity or shorter at high intensity?
Yeah, it's good to do both. If you really want to get fit, what you'd want to do is you have to push the upper end of your aerobic power zone. So what you want to do is you want to work near your maximal effort, but you can only do that, of course, for a short amount of time because your body has a limited amount of resources for energy. So you want to do a little bit of that. So I would do like a lot of heavy interval work, somewhere between 15 to 45 seconds of high intensity, top right at the level 10 red line of your ability, and then recover for about three times the amount of workload that you did. So if you worked out for 30 seconds, recover for a minute and a half at a moderate intensity, then basically hit it again. And it's also good to do like moderate intensity work as well, because your body can still get a training effect. You can still get a caloric expenditure and get some cardiovascular work without having to stress your body all the time. Because again, your body can't get stressed all the time without recovery. It won't make any adaptation to the changes.
Well, my nose is getting stressed right now, not eating any of these wings, Plakis, but I appreciate
it. Yeah,
it'd
be a tough one. It's hard to do.
Oh, it is. So I got to get the hell out of here. So you have yourself a great evening. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thanks, buddy.